Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May the Lord give you an unwavering confidence. Unwavering. It won't be tossed about by any wind of any doctrine. Oh, may He give you that unwavering confidence that you can do anything He calls you to do, and it will be blessed. Last night, as I was watching the Nuggets play Los Angeles, I realized when Nikola Jokic, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, the Joker, when he missed two of his free throws, I said, that's it. As he turned around and got into the court, it was as if he lost his confidence. He lost all the confidence he had, and he didn't play as well last night. And that's why I want to really give this to you from Hebrews 10:35. I cast not away my confidence, and that confidence is in our Lord Jesus Christ. I cast not away my confidence, for it has a great reward. For I have need of endurance, so when I have done the will of God, I will receive what was promised. See, God has so many promises for you, my friend. He wants to bless everything that you put your hand to. So I pray that you will have a confidence that no man can take away from you. Praise God. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. Oh, and by the way, yes, the Nuggets lost by 2 points. It was a good game, but I believe that when we lose that confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ, the devil has such an open door to throw all kinds of things at us, and I'm going to be talking about that today. I know you have lots of places to give your first fruits. And if you have received and learned from Call to Freedom, your donations are deeply appreciated. You can go to freedomstreet.org to give online. Just hit that donate button. Or you can just give a money order or a check, write out a check to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. I know, lots of places to give. Lots of places. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I get scores and scores of things in the mail and also online. Give, 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 give. And we have to really be discreet and also wise in our decisions about where to give that hard-earned money. And I know you work hard for your money. So God bless you as you pray and as you donate. Our memory verse for this week is wonderful. I've been meditating on it and learning so much from this one scripture. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for bringing it up last week. Psalm 85, verse 10. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. They're in a marriage, and it's all in Jesus. There's a beautiful chorus that we used to sing in the 80s. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other, in Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. So it's been a beautiful chorus that I've gone to over and over again. I want to read a little bit from the Message translation, Psalm 85, verse 6 through 13. Why not help us make a fresh start, a resurrection life start? Then your people will laugh and sing. Show us how much you love us, God. Give us the salvation we need. I can't wait to hear what he'll say. Oh, God is about to pronounce his people well, the holy people he loves so much, so they'll never again live like fools. See how close his salvation is to those who honor his name. Our country. And I love this. He's talking about Israel here, but I'm talking about this country. Our country is home base for glory. A love and truth meet in the street. Right living and whole living embrace and kiss. Truth sprouts green from the ground. Right living pours down from the skies. Oh, yes, God gives goodness and beauty. Our land responds with bounty and blessing. Right living, or I would say godly living, strides out before him and clears a path for his passage. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, I love that. It's a wonderful thing to know that in Jesus we can have all these wonderful things that the world is seeking. Righteousness, truth, peace, all love. Oh, my goodness, love. They think they have found love when they find somebody in a bar over drinks. Oh, that is such a deception. And the enemy is right out there to keep us deceived in what we're doing. And I pray that you will have the wisdom and the knowledge from God to say no. There are certain things we must say no to. Well, yesterday I spoke to you about continuing what Jesus did for us on the cross, bringing his love and joy to the world that is lost. Holy Spirit is giving us such a rich treasure of God's word, and it is Holy Spirit who delivers this divine word to the hearts of every believer. And I was talking to you about 1 Corinthians 2, that he even searches in the very mind of God what he needs to take and bring to each individual. Oh, I praise God for his word. As we say, Holy Spirit, teach me your word. And let's say that together. Holy Spirit, teach me your word. All right, everybody together. Holy Spirit, teach me your word. We know that he is bringing us fresh anointing from the very heart of God. How many of you want to hear the latest news on what's going on? In fact, you go out of your way during your day to make sure that you have the down-to-the-minute reports from across the nation. It's on our phones, it's on our television sets, it's everywhere we go. And we're overloaded with all kinds of apps to keep us abreast of the latest news. I don't have apps, and I'm so grateful, but there are some of you, you probably have 1,000 apps. I know my son-in-law does. Oh, it's the Word of God that gives us the up-to-date good news of the gospel, the good news that is always relevant and full of joy and peace. Holy Spirit is getting us hungry to search the Scriptures. That's why I've recommended over the years to get around you all kinds of translations and concordances to help you search the treasures in God's Word. Even Kimberly, she has her phone, she has her laptop, but she goes to her New American Standard. She says, Mom, that's always the Bible I go to search out the Scriptures, and also Dr. Zodiati's concordance that goes with a New American Standard key study Bible. So we still have those wonderful ways of learning more and more about the Word of God. And if you haven't found out by now, you've got to go deep to find the wealth and riches of God's revelations. You can't just read the Bible as if it's a history book. No, that won't do. That may do for maybe the first 2 years you're reading through the Bible and you're getting acquainted with it. But then from then on, you're digging deep into the Word to experience God's revelation. And it's up to date. It's up to date. It's past the world news, because we know it is telling us about the future, and the world can't even begin to tell about the future. Read and study the Word until it becomes a part of you, friend. When you get into the Word gets into you. That's one of Darren's favorite phrases. When you get into the Word gets into you. And when the devil attacks us, he takes whatever is on our mind. If there's doubt, fear, and questioning, it will allow the enemy to establish a beachhead on the shores of our thoughts. So it's imperative, when those vain and negative thoughts try to make a beachhead into our souls, we have Scriptures to take the place of the ugly mental attitudes. Jesus, our Savior and Lord, through Holy Spirit, sows the good seed, the Word of God. And the enemy, what does he sow? Tares. T-A-R-E-S. Tares are those weeds that come in with the good. And God says, leave the tares. And when the angels come, they will take the tares out and destroy them by fire. So he sows tares, useless words, criminal words. Words like a crime is being committed in our souls. We need to look at those evil thoughts as crime against our souls, friend. The word of God can be snatched away by the wicked one. And here it is in Matthew 13, verse 25. The seed that fell on the beaten path represents the heart of the one who hears the message of the kingdom realm, but doesn't understand it. The adversary comes and snatches away what was sown into his heart. When the word of God is not taken seriously, it is forgotten quickly because of the things of the world. Just try it one Sunday when you're at church and you come out of church. How much of that sermon do you remember? And how much are you thinking about, okay, what are we going to have for dinner? I mean, I know I've been there. And it doesn't matter how many times you go to church. The word of God must go down deep enough to change your mind. And that's what I pray that what you will receive today, that your mind can be changed by being renewed in the Word of God. We have the opportunity to confront and delete on our mind monitor the evil trio of fear, doubt, and unbelief. And your mind is like your screen on your phone. Yeah, you can do anything you want to with that screen. I'm praying that you will go into a divine avenue of searching out what is true and what is pure and what is lovely and what is honest and of a good report, not a bad report. I don't want you listening to all that bad report. No, it's not worth it. And it really brings up fear, doubt, and unbelief when you listen too much to the world report. See, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. As that fear invades your thoughts, get rid of it as quickly as possible by casting it down, because it exalts itself against the knowledge of God's word. And that's 2 Corinthians 10:5. And take every thought captive. Every thought captive. What are you thinking about right now? Bring up those scriptures in your heart, words of comfort and peace, and they will replace the fear, doubt, and unbelief. They will. It's happened to me over and over and over again. When I just about get fearful or I get questioning, all of a sudden I bring up a word from God. His word remains true. His word lasts forever. Oh, read Psalm 119. Oh, so good. So good. Psalm 119 is all about the word of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When Holy Spirit comes to bless you, he first sees what is on your mind. If the word of God is in you, it will bring life. If the word of God is not in you, there will be no life coming out. The Spirit takes the word of God that is in us to comfort us and counsel us. Imagine how helpless he must be as he comes to help us and we are empty. We're empty of the word. Oh, it's so sad. Let the word fill our memories. Let the word rule our hearts, and then it will guide our feet. This is what Paul says, and let the peace of Christ rule. Now, that word rule means arbiter. He's a negotiator. He negotiates. One good negotiator is our president right now, President Trump. He's a negotiator, and that peace of Christ will negotiate and rule in your hearts, reign in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness to our God. When you see your friends, don't just talk weather or fashions or what's going on right now. Get a verse of scripture and say, oh, I've got a verse of scripture I want you to listen to. Be thankful and be thoughtful about what your friend may need at that moment. To live a victorious life, we must know how to use the blood of Christ against the enemy. The Bible clearly says they overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God, and they don't value their lives even to the death. In the Old Testament, the blood of a lamb was applied on the doorpost of every Israelite to protect them from the death right before the Exodus. And if you were at Passover or this last week, if you were in a service, you probably heard of the blood of Jesus, the blood of the sacrificed lamb in the Old Testament. Well, the blood of the lamb sacrificed in the Old Testament became the precious and sanctified blood of our Lord Jesus in the New Testament. The dispensation of grace under which we're living right now. Praise the Lord. Oh, as you confess your sins, he casts them away, friend, and he doesn't ever remember them. Oh, I pray that you won't remember them. Here are a couple scriptures on the blood. Ephesians 1, verse 7 and 8 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight." Excuse me. Wisdom and insight. Just think of yourself, somebody pouring all kinds of wonderful things on you, fragrances and flowers all over. That's how he's lavished his riches of grace upon you today. 1 John 1, 7 says, "If we walk in the light, God himself being the light, he is the light of the world. We also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son, purges all our sin." It does away with it. Amen. As Jesus said in John 8, "I am the light of the world." We recognize that he is the exact image of the invisible God. Listen to what he says to Philip in John 14, verse 10. "Don't you believe that I am," and remember I asked you to capitalize A, I am, capital I, capital A, M, in the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words I say to you are not just my own. It is the Father living in me. See, Jesus had the Father living in him while he was on earth, who is doing his work in me. Jesus must be exalted because he's the revelation of God. He reveals God to each one of us. Paul says he is the image of the invisible God, and that word image is an exact representation and revelation and was used of a picture or a statue. If it really means, and the English word icon, I-C-O-N, is the closest to the image that Paul was speaking of, the invisible image of God. And they are used very often. Icons are used. In fact, on the monitor of my computer at home, I have icons on the monitor, and I hit them every time I want to go into Word Doc or into Outlook, or into the internet. I hit those icons on the front of my computer. So we all are used to having icons. Well, Jesus is the exact representation of God for us. So what is Paul saying about Christ, that he is in the image of God? It is through Christ that we see and learn about the characteristics of God. See, God is spirit, and therefore he does not have flesh and blood and cannot be seen. There are times where he has revealed himself in the Bible in different forms. This means that God took the form of something such as a fiery bush that Moses saw in the desert, or a cloud, or even a man, to reveal himself to people in a tangible, temporary way. But these examples did not fully depict God's person or character. God wants an intimate relationship with his creation, with his people. He wants closeness, my friend. He wants to be so close to you. Isn't that what you want with a person you love? When you love someone, you want to be as close to them as you possibly can get, or stay close to them, as John did with Jesus, always being as close as he could be with Jesus. That really says in one verse what I've been talking about, that no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son is himself in God and is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And so we see that in Christ, we see God. God is the one who truly loves, who wants to lavish his love upon us, as 1 John 3:1 says, oh, that we are children of God and he's lavished his love upon us. Here's a song by the Gettys, and I'm just going to read a little bit of it. In Christ alone, My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. Remember that. In the fiercest famine and in the greatest storms, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, he is there. He gives us a solid ground. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Here's the Gettys.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness. His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave.
Here in the power of Christ. It's not our own power, friend. You don't just relax, chill. It's in the power of Christ that we stand. Praise the Lord. In Christ, God manifested himself in ways never clearly seen in the Old Testament. Christ revealed God through his teachings and the power of Holy Spirit. One example, in Exodus 33, Moses cried out to God, "Show me your glory." But because no one could look at the full display of the glory of God and live, God showed Moses only a portion of his glory. When Christ came then, and especially at the resurrection, God showed him his full glory. Oh, that's beautiful. We can see God through Christ. We can know him more as we study about Jesus. Look at what John said in John 1, verse 18, and this is in the Living Translation. "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son is himself God and is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us." Praise the Lord. When Jesus said to God that he was doing his work, he referred to God's words coming through him. Jesus claimed to say only what God said. Listen again to what Jesus said. "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." John 8, verse 28. He spoke exactly what God had taught him through Holy Spirit. In fact, this is best illustrated by the name John gives Christ in John 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Oh, friend, loving kindness and truth have truly met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other in Jesus Christ. Oh, and it's not just skipping through all these different words and going, "Oh, I got to read my chapter for the day." It's learning more and more about the very heart of your Heavenly Father. Oh, how he has loved you, friend. He really does. He loves us with a love that we can't even imagine. So why don't we just cozy up to him more often and just say, "Father God, I love you." Well, as I was raking this morning in the yard, I was saying, "Father God, I love you. Thank you for this beautiful world that you have created for us." As I was coming to the station, I was saying, "Father God, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to my friends and my power partners about your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord Jesus." Oh, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the loving kindness of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be yours today. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.